From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. A leader of the General People's Congress blamed Houthi rebels for Saleh's killing south of the capital Sana'a on Monday. The United Nations, meanwhile, said airstrikes on the capital are intensifying and fighting is spreading to other areas. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than 30 years before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but he continued to wield power behind the scenes. The U.S. Supreme Court said Monday that the government could fully enforce a revised ban on travelers from six mainly Muslim countries pending appeal, supporting President Trump in the year-long battle over the controversial measure. The court stayed October rulings from two lower courts that had blocked implementation of the open-ended ban on visitors from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, while legal challenges to it continued. The third version of Trump's travel ban, unveiled in September, drew immediate challenges in federal appeals courts. For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th through the 8th. The invitation was extended during the UN General Assembly meeting in September. This is VOA News. If Zimbabwe